From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, fact-checking the candidates on the campaign trail. First, the lead. In Washington, the Supreme Court today says it will take on the issue of displaying the Ten Commandments at public sites. The justices will hear two cases early next year and decide this highly controversial aspect of separation of church and state. Also tomorrow, the court will hear arguments in an important death penalty case involving children, or at least minors. Joining us to discuss both cases is Slate and day-to-day legal and analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, does this Ten Commandments case come out of the famous standoff last year over this was a display put up by an Alabama Supreme Court justice?
No, Alex. This doesn't actually deal with Roy Moore's 5,000-pound display, although if you're interested in that, the display itself is on tour. It was in Indiana yesterday. It's being trotted around the country. No, this involves displays in Kentucky and in Texas. These are two different cases. The Kentucky one involves displays in courthouses. The Texas case involves a big Ten Commandments that is on the Capitol grounds. The reason these cases have come up is because the Supreme Court keeps refusing to hear them. And so we've got a real backlog, decades worth of judgments by lower courts about when these kinds of displays are permissible and when they are sort of states promoting religion. And you have a hodgepodge of rulings from around the countries with these very bizarre tests, like, does this display have a, quote, secular purpose? Would it make a, quote, reasonable observer think that the state is, quote, primary effect is advancing religion? It's all very vague. Courts come out differently on all sorts of cases that look exactly the same. Finally, the Supreme Court has stepped up and said, okay, we're going to resolve this once and for all.
We can't avoid it any longer. Okay, turning to tomorrow's death penalty case, it's called Roper versus Simmons. It's going to test the constitutionality of capital punishment for minors, meaning people 16 or 17 years old at the time they committed their crimes. What's the current law in the U.S. as far as they're concerned, and didn't the court already deal with this?
Well, in 1988, the Supreme Court said, look, executing people 15 or under is cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment. It's okay, however, to execute 16 and 17-year-olds. And they've talked about it since then. They have not changed their minds. In 2002, however, the Supreme Court, using a lot of similar analysis, decided that you cannot execute the mentally retarded, that that is unconstitutional. And so a lot of observers say that that 2002 case triggered sort of rethinking about whether, if you can't execute the mentally retarded, can you really execute a 16-year-old?
A lot of other countries have actually commented on this case. It's a cause celebre internationally. I'm not sure that makes any difference to the justices.
It's true, Alex. 48 different nations have sort of stepped into this case, filed papers telling to the United States, look, what you're doing is wrong. We urge you to do away with this policy of executing kids. I should add that the kinds of countries that currently execute 16 and 17-year-olds are not bastions of human rights. They're places like Congo, China, Iran, Pakistan, and the USA. And so a lot of foreigners have stepped in and said, look, if you call yourselves the sort of beacon of human rights, this is a policy you have to do away with. As to the question of whether the Supreme Court should care, several of the justices say we just don't care. We are deciding about the U.S. Constitution. It doesn't matter what foreign countries think. Other justices, however, are very persuaded, and they say, look, if the question here is, do we have evolving standards of what is decent and what is humane, we have to take into account what most of the rest of the civilized world thinks.
Well, we'll see what the Supreme Court thinks. Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick. She writes the jurisprudence column for our partners at Slate. Thanks, Dahlia.
Thank you, Alex.